Being in a hospital intensive care unit is unsettling to say the least. Commotion, alarms, and PA systems are part of the chaos. So the sounds of a guitar would seem out of place. But are they? WAMC reports on a musician and a doctor who think just the opposite.
I don't know what an optimal healing environment looks like, but I'm pretty certain it does not look like a modern intensive care unit.
Dr. Marvin McMillan is convinced music can help heal critically ill people. He says he's seen it firsthand in the case of a former patient sitting across the table.
The music is the medicine.
About 7 years ago, Andrew Shulman was in a medically induced coma following a surgery for pancreatic cancer at Beth Israel Hospital in New York City.
The doctors had saved my life at first, but then medicine couldn't go any further. I was really terminally ill at that point. It's music that came about because my wife had an epiphany that only music could reach me. It was music through an iPod that actually then saved my life by stabilizing me so the doctors then could do the things that needed to be done, which they couldn't do before then.
Shulman says when he came out of the coma and learned what happened, he knew he had some payback to give, his talent as a professional musician.
It was a couple of weeks later, I was on the phone with my mother. And my mother said to me, "God saved you for a reason."
With McMillan's blessing, Shulman returned to the same ICU, this time with his guitar and the intention to give thanks.
Towards the end of the session, when I wasn't even going to bedsides, I was just sitting near the nurse's station, putting music in the air, and the two nurses who were took care of me when the day I came out of the coma were both standing on either side of me at the end of the session, and I saw them looking at the patients, then looking up at the computer monitor showing their vital signs, and then they looked at each other and they both nodded to each other. And it was in that moment I got it. I think I just found a new thing that I'm going to be doing in my life in music.
Now, Shulman has followed McMillan about 150 miles north to Berkshire Medical Center in Pittsfield, Massachusetts.
Marvin, do you want McMillan and Shulman or Shulman and McMillan?
For a few days every month, Shulman goes to ICU bedsides at BMC to play. Though he does take requests, Shulman says Bach, Gershwin, and the Beatles are the most effective for critical patients. Fitted with an ID badge and a paid position, Shulman is officially a member of the hospital's surgery department, and McMillan says this is not some entertainment stunt.
The data that's coming in from functional MRI studies and from a number of musicology groups around the world are really suggesting that music is much more than adaptive speech. It much more the brain is activated. The information initially comes in the parts of the brain close to where blood pressure, heart rate, well-being are regulated. And the involvement is just much greater than we ever expected it to be, or what I was taught in medical school 40 years ago.
The two men plan to start a program teaching professional musicians to play specifically in ICUs. That's where Shulman says his work differs from music therapy, practice throughout history in a field in which you can attain college degrees. Shulman will be the program's music director and McMillan the medical director. McMillan says Shulman has taken his life experience to transcend into the stressful and unsettling environment of an ICU.
All of our normative ways of doing things are kicked out from under us. And then this guy shows up who has been through it himself, is a very skillful guitarist, and his only agenda is to find a connection to the patient and the family members with this tool that can engage their brain in a very, very powerful way.
Shulman has written a book titled Waking the Spirit, for which McMillan penned the afterword. It's being released this summer. A chapter title describes how Shulman feels when he sees a person improve while he's playing.
Better than a standing ovation.
Reporting from Pittsfield, this is Jim Lavoulis at WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle.